Good afternoon. An Alberta Clipper heading through the Great Lakes and into the Northeast is producing an increasing southerly wind, plenty of clouds, and still scattered showers. Any freezing rain from earlier today has gone by the boards, with the exception of perhaps the deepest mountain valleys, which are holding on to colder temperatures. Still, though, most everyone will be in the lower 40s through the afternoon hours. For tonight, mostly cloudy skies, cool but not terribly cold for this time of year, with lows in the upper 20s to around 30. High pressure will build in for tomorrow and Thursday, keeping it dry. We'll have a fair amount of cloud cover, though, giving way to some sunshine from time to time in the afternoon tomorrow. A west wind will kick in behind this system, so slightly cooler in the middle to upper 30s both days. A couple more disturbances will approach for Friday and to start the weekend on Saturday. These disturbances will generally be weak and moisture-starved, with just a few scattered snow showers. Highs on Friday will be in the mid-30s and back to the middle and upper 30s on Saturday. More mild air will flow in for the second half of the weekend, with a mix of sun and clouds Sunday back into the lower 40s. And another disturbance will produce a chance of a few rain or snow showers on Monday, but temperatures still well above normal and near 40 degrees. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, upper-level energy is producing snow over parts of eastern New Mexico and the high plains of far southwestern Texas. Winter storm warnings and winter weather advisories have been issued for as much as 8 inches of snow. Meanwhile, rain has developed along and ahead of an advancing cold front over the Ohio and Tennessee valleys and the southeast. Rainfall intensity will likely be heavier over Florida tomorrow, which may result in flash flooding. The northern flank of this system will pass through the Ohio Valley and northeast today, spreading a mix of rain and freezing rain to the area. Freezing rain advisories are in effect from West Virginia into central New York. And a secondary system plunging south from Canada will usher in colder air to the upper Midwest and Great Lakes. Snow will spread across this region. Accumulations up to 6 inches will be common, with as much as 12 inches possible for northern Michigan. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 82 degrees at McAllen, Texas, to a low of 9 below zero at Gunnison, Colorado. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City increasing clouds in the lower 40s, Boston partly sunny and breezy in the upper 40s, and in Buffalo cloudy and windy with showers and highs in the mid-40s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 31 degrees, the average low 14. The record high 59 set in 1950, and the record low 17 below zero in 1920. Sunrise this morning, 7:16 a.m. Sunset this evening, 5 p.m., 9 hours and 44 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy and breezy with a few rain showers this afternoon, perhaps a couple of pockets of freezing rain in the deeper mountain valleys, most everyone in the upper 30s and lower 40s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the upper 20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy and breezy with a few passing showers today and highs in the lower to mid 40s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower to mid-30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy and breezy with scattered rain showers today with high temperatures in the lower 40s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the upper 20s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy and breezy with a passing shower or two today and highs in the lower 40s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower 30s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly cloudy and breezy with a passing shower possible through the afternoon and highs in the lower 40s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower 30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, clouds in the morning, then increasing sunshine during the afternoon, quite breezy out of the west with highs in the middle to upper 30s. Sunshine giving way to increasing clouds on Thursday in the mid-30s. Mostly cloudy and breezy Friday, mid-30s with scattered snow showers. A few snow showers possible Saturday under mostly cloudy skies, mid to upper 30s. A mix of sun and clouds back into the lower 40s on Sunday, and a chance of a rain or snow shower Monday, with high temperatures reaching back into the upper 30s to around 40 degrees. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Kiana.